Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, August 19, 2009. The military injures a woman and her child in Gaza and kidnaps 12 Palestinian civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian woman and her child were injured as Israeli tanks opened fire at homes located east of Gaza City on Wednesday. Witnesses reported that Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded farmlands close to the borders with Israel. As bulldozers destroyed farmlands, tanks opened fire at nearby homes, leaving one woman and her child injured. Medical sources said that the woman and her child were moderately wounded and moved to a hospital in Gaza City. Later on in the day, the Israeli military opened fire at homes close to Nahal Oz crossing at the eastern borders. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Elsewhere, the Israeli military kidnapped 12 Palestinian civilians during morning invasions on Wednesday, targeting a number of West Bank communities. The Israeli attacks were reported in the central West Bank city of Ramallah and in Qalqilya and Tulkarem, both located in the northern West Bank. The Israeli army radio said that the men were taken to military detention camps for questioning. The Israeli military said it would stop to invade the cities of Ramallah and Qalqilya ever since the army violated its own pledge numerous of times. Also in the northern West Bank, Israeli troops destroyed 5 Palestinian-owned shops in Qalqilya on Wednesday at dawn. Local sources reported that military vehicles and a bulldozer stormed an industrial zone located in the eastern part of Qalqilya and demolished 5 car repair shops. The sources added that the military gave no reason for the demolition. Meanwhile, also near Qalqilya, Israeli troops have sealed off a road that connects the village of Azzoun Atma with the city. Witnesses said that troops arrived with large concrete blocks and used them to seal off the road. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.